It's Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo rejects Democrats' demands for State Department officials' testimony and impeachment depositions scheduled for this week. Meanwhile, billionaire Tom Steyer launches a $3 million pro-impeachment ad campaign that will target vulnerable Republican senators running for re-election in 2020. And lastly, the New York Times reports that Trump has suggested shooting migrants in the leg and filling a moat with snakes or alligators to stop immigration.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo signaled Tuesday that five current and former State Department officials would not show up for depositions scheduled by House Democrats in connection with their impeachment inquiry. Pompeo claims the House's demand for testimony from the officials beginning this week raised, quote, significant legal and procedural concerns, and questioned the committee's authority to compel their appearance for a deposition through the letters sent last week. However, The Hill reports that one of the officials, former State Department Special Envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, had confirmed with the House Intelligence Committee that he would appear for a scheduled deposition on Thursday. The official also said that Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, would appear on October 11th for a deposition originally scheduled for Wednesday. Yovanovitch, a career diplomat who was named ambassador to Ukraine at the end of President Barack Obama's second term, was abruptly recalled by Trump in May, ahead of when her term in Kiev was scheduled to end. A group pushing for impeachment is launching a $3.1 million ad campaign targeting Republican senators over the coming weeks, as activists turn their fire away from Democratic holdouts and toward members of the president's own party. The group, Need to Impeach, funded mainly by billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer, told the Post that more than half of the ad campaign money would go toward television spots, with the rest underwriting digital ads. The campaign said it will focus on Republican senators Susan Collins, Joni Ernst, Cory Gardner, and Martha McSally, all of whom are seeking re-election next year. Get their ass, Tom, and then drop out, please.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
A new report claims President Trump privately floated costly and dangerous ideas to stop the flow of migrants from the southern border, reportedly telling senior staff that shooting migrants in the leg to slow them down might work as a deterrent. According to the New York Times, our cartoon villain president mulled over ideas like fortifying the border wall with a trench filled with, quote, snakes and alligators, and also suggested making the wall electrified and installing spikes capable of piercing human flesh. Aides, who were forced to seek a cost estimate for the ideas, reportedly had to inform Trump that shooting migrants in the leg or shooting them when they threw rocks was not allowed. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee raised a massive $125 million in the third quarter. Politico reports that House investigators are looking into an allegation that groups, including at least one foreign government, tried to ingratiate themselves to President Trump by booking rooms at his hotels but never staying in them. From the Wall Street Journal, three House committee chairmen sent a letter addressed to Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan on the grounds that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, quote, now appears to have an obvious conflict of interest. Pompeo's participation in the call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president, the lawmakers wrote, renders him a witness in the congressional impeachment inquiry. And as a result, quote, he should not be making any decisions regarding witness testimony or document production in order to protect himself or the president. And finally, Rudy Giuliani wants to sue Congress. That's right, Trump's bumbling lawyer told Fox News' Laura Ingraham that he wants to bring a lawsuit against House Democrats for investigating the president's interactions with Ukraine. Ingraham called Giuliani's proposal, quote, novel, before reminding him that members of Congress have immunity for anything they say on the floor.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Just a reminder, this is the last week you'll find the AM Quickie in your Majority Report feed. Go to amquickie.com and subscribe today. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.